I want to introduce you this morning to William Mitchum Jr. I've been we're looking forward to talking with William here for a number of days. First off, Mr. Mitchum, good to meet you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Good to meet you, too.
It was interesting because when I was lining up the interview with William this morning, and I got his phone number, and he sent it to me by email, and I'm thinking, well, that's a 618 number. He can be from Southern Illinois. He's a director. but it turns out, yes, you can. Native Southern Illinois, and I like that part, man.
Well, it's I come back home. We left for a little while.
All right. Well, the interesting thing is, you and I, being a lifelong resident, there are stories here in Southern Illinois. I've often thought, man, when is, you know, Oliver Stone going to come and make a Charlie Berger movie? You know, I mean, when you look at the Southern Illinois area, we've got great stories. We've got great locations.
There are a lot of stories here, and there are a lot of locations here. I have tried to include as many as I could with tying it in with this movie itself. I have other projects coming up with more stories as well.
All right. So now, filming starts October?
We are scheduled to start shooting October 6th.
And you've got, tell me about some of the locations here in Southern Illinois where you're going to be filming.
Well, Royalton is behind us all the way. We'll be doing a lot of shooting in Royalton. The main set is in Galatia. We're going to be doing some shooting in Johnson City. There's some stories there that I'm sure a lot of people know about in Johnson City. Marion, of course. Marion always has to be involved. That's where we're from.
Right. And West Frankfort, too?
West Frankfort.
All right. Because here's the thing. Crybaby Bridge. All right?
Right.
Now, what's interesting is I often we have, depending on where you're from, different names for the same story. Tell me the story of Crybaby Bridge and the shorter bridge version.
Well, the bridge we're using in the film isn't actually the Crybaby Bridge because it's not creepy enough, but the story is. What I grew up with is it's on Old Marion Road, the Center Bridge, or Old Frankfort Road, depending on which direction you're coming from. Tells of a lady that was on the way to some friend's house back in the 40s, I believe, and her car stalled on the bridge, and she had a newborn. And it was cold, it was winter, and the quickest way it was supposed to flow that creek there to her friend's house, and she never made it before she froze to death. And the baby was never found. And if you go out there some nights and stop your car on the bridge, you can hear a baby cry.
Right. Heard this story growing up, right? And here's the interesting thing. The name of your movie is I Don't Believe in Ghosts, but
yes.
It's born out of a website. I mean, because from the outside looking in, William Mitchum Jr., filmmaker, director, writer this morning joining us, it looks as though you are a collector and you have a closet full of ghost stories. This really started with a website.
Yes, back in 2008, my son and I, we both love horror movies, and I started a website called WhenTheFreaksComeOut.com. It's changed names recently to The Nightmare Closet, and it's being revamped as we speak, but it covered horror, cryptids, just anything that was strange.
And when you get a collection like that, and you've got the locations here to do it, it kind of all comes together. But it's interesting. I mean, you can go out and make a movie now, and I think until you really go out and take a really deep look at this, you don't realize how many different ways there is for someone to watch your movie. Whether you're an independent, you come up with a great story, you never can tell you're on Netflix, you're on Amazon.
Right.
Because that's where I see the great news stories. Instead of regurgitating the same formula stuff, you see people going out and telling new stories.
Right, the technology has come so far. I don't believe I could have done this 20 years ago.
Wonderful.
So with the technology, it's happening. We're having a limited DVD release. We will be in limited theaters as well across Southern Illinois. So,
and then you've got digital platforms to deliver.
Absolutely, absolutely. Guaranteed to be on Amazon. We're going to try for Netflix and all the others as well.
Now, here's the thing. Kickstarters were how you started building your money for the film.
That's how we started. Kickstarter's not the best platform. We're also going to try, Indiegogo. We have a store You can go to it at nightmarecloset.com. It's doing pre-sales of the movie and props. There's some props there that are offered.
What's interesting is, you know, having gone and seen a major production, Southern Illinois filming U.S. Marshals in Golconda, more accurately, Bay City,
right.
You start realizing making films, man, I mean, just the tents where they fed people. This is a big venture, but you do the stripped-down version, and everybody kind of works. They all kind of know what you're up against, and they all kind of contribute at the same time. I mean, what are you talking
right.
about for a crew to be able to film your movie is the way you see it?
Oh, there's a lot to it. There's more to it than I spot. We have people coming in from all over the country, not to mention just the local area. I have some SIU students in the filmmaking school there. They're coming in to help. The mayor of the city of Royalton says their town is open. Anything we need, we have.
Right.
The police in Johnson City are helping us. Like I said, Galatia, you know, it's just volunteers. Volunteers are wonderful.
Right. So when do you're going to start filming? October. You
yes.
got a goal for closing out and getting it in the stores and getting on the internet?
We are looking to wrap up production hopefully in 3 weeks because we're going to push straight through instead of being sporadic. Hopefully it can go through post and be done by April if there's not any pushback.
Right. You know, we talked a couple of moments ago, Charlie Berger, for instance, right? A great subject
yes.
for a story, a dynamic character. What do you look for in a story? You look for somebody like this guy, right?
Right.
And what's interesting is that he's really not been in the movie. He was in the TV series, I think, in the early days of Elliot Ness, the TV program.
Right.
They changed the name of Marion to something else, but there was a Charlie Berger character in that TV series that was, you know, ripped from today's headlines, right? That type of stuff.
Right.
Charlie Berger going to show up in your movie?
He's not going to show up, but he is going to be mentioned.
Okay. Well, when you grow up around it, you just really can't. I mean, that's one of the rich stories. You start thinking, well, you know, there's a lot of things to tap into because Southern Illinois is that great unknown resource. I think with U.S. Marshals, we were talking about that, how that did get discovered. Guy flying over the river with a plane and going, that's the place. That's the place. Let's go there.
Right.
Right. And when you're
right.
you live here, you realize you've really got a big palette of locations for backdrops.
Right. I've been working with John Musgrave. He is him and Tom Harness, I believe,
right.
has started a Southern Illinois Film Commission. We haven't had one here. And they just recently started one. And so, you know, they're helping a lot, too.
Good. I don't believe in ghosts. I'll be looking for it, and I hope you will, too. William Mitchum, Jr. joining us this morning, raising money. Do you have everything you need to get started now, money-wise?
No, not money wise. We can always accept donations through the web store and the Indiegogo, which will be up in about 7 days.